Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's our Wednesday tradition. Dave Evans is here with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Dave, good to see you.
Good morning. Yes, it has become a tradition.
Absolutely.
I don't know what I'm going to do in the new year.
January, yes, exactly. We'll chat again next week, during the holiday break. But in the meantime, by all means, it is not too late to make a donation to the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. I guess, Dave, off the top, how did we do at the hockey games last week?
We did very well at both hockey games. We ended up with a total of $600, which is, a lot of families that are going to get fed with that. So, and plus people have still been giving, and that's what I'm urging right now. We're roughly at 75% of what we need for this year's campaign. So if you've been thinking about it or putting it off, please, now is the time to, you can go to our GoFundMe page. You can drop off a donation at the station here. The urgency of this year, we're up over 1,000 families that we're trying to feed.
Okay, because you checked in recently with our Salvation Army and local charities, that sort of thing.
Yes, I have. I was at the House of Blessing, and we're now at about 1,040 families. You know, if you look at that, plus with children and what have you, you're talking probably about 2,500 people that are going to be fed this Christmas. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So again, hats off to Stratford Warriors and Stratford Fighting Irish. We enjoyed being at the hockey games, and again with the Kiwanis Club of Stratford, having the volunteers there as well. Very special shout out to Zares Stratford, Dave. They had a big water jug set up at Zares Stratford and collected $450.
Isn't that fantastic? It's amazing, just a little bit of change here and there, how that adds up. I mean, that's $400 and change. We had $600 at the hockey game. I mean, there's $1,000. There's 20 families fed with just change.
Exactly.
I mean, it's fantastic. The other thing is this Friday, we've got the Stratford Aces coming in.
And, that's right.
That was a fun time last year when we had some of the younger ones in that group come on the radio, and they were quite excited about it, a little nervous at first, but so that's going to be this Friday when they come in at 9:30.
Sounds good. We'll have a packed house here in the studio with the Stratford Aces. And want to shout out Braden Dewar. There's a name going back a few years. Braden Dewar dropped off a generous check to us here at the radio station for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Braden Dewar from the old CJCS days, shall we say.
Yes, he was the connection with the Kiwanis Club. He was there at the very beginning, and hats off to him. I mean, that's nice that he still thinks of us.
Absolutely. And you think of us for your holiday gift giving. It is not too late. As Dave was mentioning, you can make a donation simply through our GoFundMe link. That's easy. You can still, of course, drop off check or cash to us here at the radio station during business hours, 376 Romeo Street South, and you can make a difference again with the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. So, Dave, we're at roughly 75%. If we need to reach goal, we need to do it now.
We definitely do. And I'd like to thank everybody, though, that has given.
I mean, yes.
The outpouring. I know you hear that everyone is running short on their donations, but Stratford and the businesses, the residents, I mean, they've just been fantastic this year, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I guess one more, a quick shout out for the Passport to Savings. Makes a nice stocking stuffer. They're still available.
Oh, they're still available. And there's over $5,300 in savings. I mean, you'd have to be going out to eat a lot, but I mean,
hey, twist my arm.
It's there. They pay for themselves. And the thing is, it goes to the charities. All the money stays here. The only administration is the printing of the passports. Otherwise, it goes to House of Blessing, Kiwanis Club, and Simple Dreams with Richard and Ruth Kneider, and everybody knows what a great organization that is.
Yeah, and great to see you out at Two Stratford with Love. What a get-together that was. My goodness. And that was one of your first time being there?
Was
that
first time.
You were helping out with the desserts and the pies. I saw that.
All doing that and the gravy.
I was
the gravy man.
Official gravy man.
I'll tell you, I've never seen such an outpouring of love and it just
and
blew
community.
Me away how many people were there.
Yeah.
It was so good to see that, even the Ukrainian families, they had their own table set up. I don't know. I've been thinking about it ever since.
It touches and reaches the heart for sure.
Certainly.
Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Dave, we will chat again this coming Wednesday. But in the meantime, with Christmas coming up, I'll wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everyone listening.